You're listening to SBS News.
In response to the Liberal Nationals coalition being re-elected, community and interest groups in Australia are turning their attention to ensuring human rights standards are upheld and confirmed in legislation. Executive Director of the Human Rights Law Centre, Hugh de Cresta, says it's vital the community continues to put pressure on the government to uphold human rights.
Since 2013, we've seen the Abbott, Turnbull and Morrison governments pursue an agenda in parts that was very hostile to human rights. But we also saw that bite of that agenda, people and communities were able to work together to achieve real change and advances in human rights, whether that's marriage equality, defeating reforms that would have stifled the ability of charities to publicly advocate and criticise government, or fighting to get all kids off Nauru.
The ability of the community to put pressure on government to instill change is something that independent Karen Phelps paid homage to as she conceded election defeat in her seat of Wentworth. Dr. Phelps says she's proud of the achievements she was able to contribute to, although in Parliament for less than a year, such as helping get asylum seeker children removed from detention on Nauru.
During the by-election campaign, I said I would work with refugee advocates and the community to get kids off Nauru and find a more humane solution for those on Manus and Nauru who are in desperate need of proper medical care. Pressure from the Kids Off Nauru campaign forced the government to act, and we shall all be proud that there are no longer children on Nauru.
Mr. de Cresta says although there has been some progress in the treatment of asylum seekers and refugees in offshore detention, the Human Rights Law Centre will be maintaining pressure on Prime Minister Scott Morrison's government to accept New Zealand's offer to resettle 150 people from Nauru and Manus Island every year.
It makes no sense that the Morrison government hasn't accepted that offer so far. They've left the door open for it. It makes no sense that you would say we will transfer the people to America, but we won't accept New Zealand offer. And so when you look at the well-being, the harm, the cruelty, it's been 6 long years that people have been held in these awful conditions on remote Pacific islands. There is just no excuse for not acting, and it's a very easy option.
Meanwhile, the National Congress of Australia's First People is pushing for greater government focus on addressing the human rights issues impacting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Co-chair Jackie Huggins has told the ABC she'll work with Mr. Morrison to ensure the voices of Australia's First People are heard and reflected in legislation.
We would have wanted, I think, more shift in the policy arrangements from government. They've been very glacial in the last 3 or 4 years now for us. At the end of the day, we will stand ready to work with whatever government.
Similarly, CEO of Equality Australia, Anna Brown, says they'll be ensuring the coalition upholds its promise to legislate greater human rights protection for the LGBTQI community.
The coalition committed to removing discrimination against LGBTQ students, and they also committed to tackling conversion therapy, both promises made before the election, and we'll be making sure they keep these promises in government.
Ms. Brown says protecting the LGBTQI community from discrimination is something most Australians want to see enshrined in law.
We know that 72% of Australians support equal treatment for gay, lesbian, trans teachers and students in religious schools. And these people shouldn't be expelled or sacked simply because of who they are. And we know that Australians support a marriage equality. So fairness and equality are part of Australians' DNA and something that we'll be looking to pursue in the next parliamentary term.
Human Rights Law Centre Executive Director Hugh de Cresta says in order to ensure unity and human rights are upheld across all groups in Australia, a human rights accord needs to be written. He says it's crucial the coalition recognises the need to create legislation which will make human rights law and ensure accountability.
Australia is the only Western democratic nation without a national charter of rights or a similar instrument that protects in our laws the human rights that Australia has agreed to uphold on the world stage and that reflect the values we all care about, like equality, respect, dignity and compassion.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.